You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon to you. Jimmy B and Trent, we say hello to you on the Big Talker 1700. And we've got a great show lined up for you today. Coming up at 4:20, Pat Hardy will join us, allhawkeyes.com. At 4:40, Kevin Lehman will be here. We'll talk some college basketball with Kevin. 5 o'clock, Mitch Sherman from ESPN. At 5:20, Cody Peck from BC Divide. And then at 5:40, Tony Hager on college wrestling. Big event going to take place coming up at Iowa City. Trent, how are you, my man? We've got a power-packed program today.
Yeah, it's a busy day, Jimmy B. We'll be keeping our eye on the Cubs and the Nationals along with it as they play in the top of the third inning. If you're stuck at work and the only respite that you have and you can't get on. You know, I know those big places, you know, the Wells Fargo's, the Principles of the world, they have these silly things, these locks on the computer where you can't go and watch baseball games and do stuff like we get to do all during the day during our program. So for those people out there that have that, we'll have you covered this afternoon.
Yeah, that's why we don't work for those places. Right there?
Well, that
I'm not doing.
They wouldn't hire
us either.
If,
well, no, they wouldn't. You're right about that. But if I can't watch the game while I'm working, the hell with you. I'm not doing that. I'm not working at a bank. I'm not doing that. Holy cow. No, I got to have my action when the action is on. I've never been a guy, and I've done this because of college football and the way that you and I have to cover, you know, 2-3 teams at a time, that you do have to record some games and go back and look at it. But I like to watch it when it's on. That's it. And I don't want to record a Cubs game and not know the score and try to go home and then, you know, nobody bother me while I do this. I'm an action guy, Trent. You know that. I've got to have it as it is happening right in front of me. I could never work for well, they wouldn't take us, you're right. But I could never work for Wells or Principal or another big insurance company where you can't do that. I've got to be able to be involved. I'm an involved guy. You know me. I observe.
You observe. Yes, you do. Well, Jimmy B, as we're watching the game here, the wind is causing a little bit of havoc out there.
Nasty
wind blowing
day.
In today, huh?
Yeah, nasty day and rain. Yuck. Just the kind of ball game that you don't want to go sit in the stands. The fans just look absolutely miserable, and I can't blame them. I mean, it's not any fun, baseball in the rain, and it's only about 55 degrees as well. So, but they're playing, Trent, and it looks like the grounds crew has done a great job on the field. But right now, no score in this game, and Jason Worth just looked at a pitch right over the middle of the plate and got called for strike three. But it's a case in point right now where there is no score in the game. We're in the top of the third inning, and the Washington Nationals have a runner at third base, so this is the first time that they are threatening so far in the game. Earlier, Cubs had runners at first and third, and it was Steven Strasburg who was able then to get out of the inning. The Steven Strasburg stuff is interesting. The dude is sick. I mean, he's puking his guts out yesterday, and they set him up with all the fluids and the IVs and everything. And then today, he's out on the mound, Trent. Just goes to show you. You get that little adrenaline rush, and you know it's your time. You know what you got to do. You got to get better, feel better, and go out and pitch.
How sick was he?
Really? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Was he
Who
really?
Knows?
Did you see, was he very much puking up his guts, like you said?
That's what some of the reports were, that he had, you know, ate something that didn't agree, and you know, it was flying on him.
All I heard was he was under the weather. I never heard that he was puking.
That was Dusty Baker's line, that he was under the weather. There were a couple of things from stories out of Chicago that he had a couple of issues. And so from that aspect, that led me to believe that he probably ate something that didn't sit well, had a 24-hour bug, who knows. But they shot him up with fluids and everything else, and he's out throwing, and he's been really good now through three innings.
It was such a bad look yesterday when Dusty came out and said, well, he threw. That was the first report, that he had thrown a bullpen session, and then that's why he wasn't able to go. And then he was under the weather. That was the next thing. That now he's actually under the weather. Well, why in God's name is he out there throwing a bullpen session if he's under the weather? He's going to affect the other guys if he's got the flu. There's something that stinks about this whole thing. I personally don't think it's Dusty Baker being smart enough, and he's got this rose that he's going to pull past the Cubs and all this back and forth and switching. I don't believe it's that. I think Dusty just realized what a bad look what it was, and probably Strasburg too. You know, Boris probably got to him, his agent, and said, hey, you got to get out there. If you can, we got to have you pitch because it's such a bad look. Your team is facing elimination. A guy that was shut down before the playoffs back in 2012 when the Nationals looked like the best team in baseball, and Strasburg at the time was the best pitcher in baseball, you know, throughout that season. And it's such a bad look that I think more than anything, they heard the court of public opinion, and that's what changed it. I don't believe that Dusty came up with this grand scheme. I don't think Dusty's smart enough to do that. He's a baseball guy, sure, but I don't think Dusty came up with this great plan that we're going to tell him that he was sick and we're going to tell him they threw a bullpen and then we're going to switch it the day of. I can't believe that for a second.
You don't think it was contrived then is what you're saying. Okay. Okay. Interesting. Interesting. Look, does it all go away if the Nats win this game? And right now Strasburg is pitching well. If the Nats win this game, does it just immediately go away because he did come out and pitch and pitched well?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Another step further is they still have to win this series. I mean, the Nationals,
since they become
good, has been, they get to the division series and then they get beat, and that's all you get out of the squad. So the job's not over with the victory today in Wrigley. They still got to win this whole summer. Or this whole series.
I agree with you. Absolutely agree with you. Bryce Harper just drew a walk, so now first and third. But there are two outs. First time that Jake Arrieta, who started for the Cubs on the mound, was in a little bit of trouble in this game. Interesting day, though. Look, a couple of balls have been hit deep into the outfield. Wind is blowing in, which probably kept both of those balls in the ballpark, and they just were long outs. So this is – long ball might be difficult unless you really catch it and really catch it big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's looking like that, and that's the way this thing's going to play out. We'll keep our eye on that one. And what other thing on Dusty Baker? What in God's name is he talking about the mold in Chicago? What is he talking about, Jim?
I have no idea.
You spent time in Chicago. You've been there plenty of times.
I've been there a lot.
Never run into a mold problem. And they're not staying at the Motel 6.
No, they're not.
What is he talking about?
I don't know. I wish I had an answer for you. And ironically enough, during the pregame, they were showing people in the stands, and they had, like, surgical masks on. Like, they showed up because they didn't want to, you know, breathe in the mold.
It's pretty funny, to be honest with you.
Oh, just an odd day of baseball, and we'll certainly be talking about that out. Coming up today, Pat Hardy will be our first guest of the afternoon. He'll be joining us here in about 10 minutes or so. We'll talk with Pat about the Hawkeyes. An opportunity today to hear from the assistant coaches, hearing from the coordinators. Brian Ferentz in front of the media today. Chance to talk with him. We'll get Pat's thoughts on that. And one big takeaway from the conversation that happened today with Brian Ferentz, he was talking about establishing the offensive line, establishing the running game. And at 3.7 yards per carry, where they are right now, not good enough. So that's something, certainly a big conversation piece over there. Also, a talk with Phil Parker and trying to ratchet up what they're going to do in the passing game. A pass rush, getting that revved up because it's at a point right now where, frankly, they're not good enough. Anthony Nelson has stepped up after he had some injuries early on. He's come on lately, but overall, a very frustrating, I think, run of things through what they have had. Epinesa, he's playing more. You got to get that going, but now, much like Iowa did the last time they had three senior linebackers. It was Christian Kirksey on the outside, and then, of course, your inside guys were Anthony Hitchens and James Morris. As the season went on, you go back to especially that final game of the year when they went into Lincoln and dominated a football game against Nebraska. You know, at that time, they were able to go through there, make some plays by bringing those linebackers. And we've seen blitzes this year. We've seen them go that route, and that's something that they've done at times. And it's been more Josie Jewell than anything, seen Bauer a couple of times. But I think that's something that they're going to have to look at. Phil Parker, much like his predecessor, does not like to bring blitzes. He does it more, but still not as much as maybe some Hawkeye fans would like. But if you can't pick up the pressure, you can't allow quarterbacks to sit back there and just pick you apart. You can't do that. It doesn't work when you're playing teams like Iowa's going to see in the back half, especially Ohio State. And they're going to have to figure out a way to slow down the run game of Wisconsin. And we'll see a little bit, some thoughts on that. Amani Hooker, is he now a starter taking over for Miles Taylor? It looks like that one might be swinging there. So we'll talk with Pat Hardy coming up with that here at 4:20 this afternoon. Also coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, Kevin Lehman will be by. And we got to get Kevin's thoughts now as, you know, the dust is settled at least a little bit in college basketball. We'll talk, get his thoughts as he's going around right now. He's hitting the Big Four, stopping by Drake today. He's also going to be hitting up you and I, Iowa, Iowa State. We'll get his thoughts on those squads. But, you know, as things are happening, the NCAA today, how about this for a joke? With the FBI investigation, they are forming a commission. That's what the NCAA does best, forming a commission on college basketball. We'll see if they can get that thing figured out. Don't hold your breath that they'll get it figured out with the NCAA and a commission trying to get things started. So we'll talk about that with Kevin Lehman coming up. A hit on the Big Four. We got Big 10, Big 12 talk. ESPN.com's Mitch Sherman, who covers both sides. We'll talk with him coming up here to kick off the 5 o'clock hour, 5:20. Cyclone talk with Cody Peck from BC Divide. BCDivide.com, great place to go. Looking for content, looking for some news and notes from over in Iowa City today. BCDivide.com is a place to be. And then Tony Hager will be here. Big event happening over at Carver Hawkeye Arena Friday night. Some of the best high school wrestlers here from our state, they're going to be over and doing some great things over there. An event set up where they're going to have some of the biggest and best names in high school wrestling going up against each other. It's a night of conflict and tickets on sale over at IAWrestle.com. We'll talk with Tony about that coming up at 5:40. Jimmy B, we got to take a break, my man. We'll talk some Hawkeyes next with Pat Hardy. How's that sound?
I'm ready. I'm ready for that. My man Tony, he and I did some TV together. Had a lot of fun doing that a couple of years back on a big wrestling event. He's a terrific guy. It'll be a great guest at 5:40. We're coming right back, everybody, with Pat Hardy, allhawkeyes.com, right here as we continue on the Big Talker 1700.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
If you're sick and tired of the same old delivery options, I have an idea for you. It's Food Dude's Delivery. Food Dude's Delivery delivers for restaurants that normally don't deliver food. And with over 50 restaurants across the metro, Food Dude's Delivery can find whatever you're craving. And for listeners of Jimmy B and TC, $2 off any order of $20 or more. Just use the coupon code JBTC. That's JBTC for $2 off your next order of $20 or more. Food Dude's Delivery. Online, Food Dude's Delivery.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
1700 KBGG and Charles Gabus Ford want to put you in the driver's seat of a brand new Ford Edge. This car's for you. It's all about getting you a 3-year lease on a 2017 Ford Edge. Sign up to qualify now at participating businesses who are offering even more great prizes.
Like a new camera from HB Lizerwitz. a $300 gift card to Mills Fleet Farm in Ankeny. A new humidifier valued at $550 from Connet Services Heating and Cooling, and much more.
To see all the participating businesses, log on to 1700kbgg.com.
1700kbgg.com.
This car's for you with Charles Gabus Ford and 1700kbgg.
Come with me on another journey around the globe.
From National Geographic comes an all-new six-part series with Morgan Freeman.
Searching for answers to humankind's biggest questions.
How can you hate me when you don't even know me?
Meeting inspiring individuals from all walks of life.
When people see someone helping another person, I think it's infectious.
This is what it means to be human. This is the story of us.
The Story of Us with Morgan Freeman premieres tonight at 9, 8 central on National Geographic.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
It's football season, and that means it is time to find your spot for all the big games. Trent Cotton here for Draft House 50 on Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. 48 big screen TVs, all the games on college Saturdays, and the NFL on Sundays. Draft House 50 in West Des Moines. But it's not just about having all the great games on. You need more than that. You need great food. Draft House 50 has just that. Huge burgers. My favorite, the pizza burger. Ground beef, Italian sausage, mozzarella cheese, little marinara, and pepperoni. Big burgers, great sandwiches, pizza. If you want to go with the lighter fare, they got salads and appetizers for you as well. And you can't forget about the beer. It's in the name, Draft House 50. Local beers on tap, microbrews, whatever you're in the mood for, make it Draft House 50 in West Des Moines. Your football headquarters, Draft House 50, 6240 Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. I'll see you there.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Yeah, there you go. All right, it's always good to have Pat Hardy on the show. With an introduction like we always give him, he says, I'll come on anytime. So today is his day. All Hawkeyes, it's great content if you are a Hawk fan from Pat. It's a wonderful sight. He comes to us on the Draft House 50 hotline, Mills Civic Parkway, West Des Moines. Patrick, good afternoon to you, pal.
How you guys doing?
We're doing terrific. So what do you do now that it's a bye week? Do you take a couple days off and go fishing? Or are you just putting out so much content because the coaches and a few players met the media yesterday?
Well, you exhale a little bit, but you still keep the content going. I mean, we've posted three or four things each day since this week started, different things. Yesterday I did the five players off of last year's team that I think they could use the most this year. I ranked them in order. I did that. I wrote a Gary Barta column. So we're still doing a lot of but as the weekend comes, you can start to slow down a little bit. I plan on enjoying Saturday watching college football and just kind of just like the players. You just kind of take a week off just to sort of exhale and just kind of get your sorts together again.
Yeah, it's one that it seems like this team certainly can need. And buys come at different times every year. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. But as they're looking to incorporate a new offensive line, you get an opportunity against, frankly, not a very good Illinois team to get started on that one. And now a chance to kind of catch your breath, if you will. Seems like this bye comes at a good time for the Hawks.
I agree for a lot of reasons. Timing part of it. Had they beaten Michigan State and were 5-1, I'd maybe say, they got a lot of momentum going. Let's keep it going. But no, I think this is fine physically, emotionally, everything. Josie Jewell's banged up. He's tired. He needs some rest. And I think it'll help them, and they're going to need it because this first half of the schedule has proved to be tougher than we thought because Michigan State and Iowa State are both better than I think a lot of people anticipated. But the hard part's still coming. I haven't gone 2-4 over these last six games, but I could be swayed to 3-3. Nebraska's not as good as I thought, so it's going to be interesting. But like Brian Ferentz said today, the number one thing they have to address is their running game. They can't continue to average 3.7 yards as a team while giving up 4.5 yards. If they do, they're not going to achieve what they wanted this year.
Pat, why is that? I think most people thought that Watley was going to run wild.
The thing that surprised me more than anything this year is their lack of physicality and their ability to assert themselves consistently on both sides of the line of scrimmage, the defensive line and the offensive line. Both, to me, have just not been winning those battles consistently, and I'm just not sure why. I know they've had injuries, but, I mean, they haven't had a ton of injuries. I think if you look at a lot of offensive lines, there may be a lot with one starter missing. I mean, there's still three really experienced starters in that offensive line, and they just haven't been able to do much consistently this year, and I'm just not sure why.
Well, it was Tristan Wirfs getting the start. We've seen Alaric Jackson out at the left tackle position. The future is now for those two youngsters out there in their freshman seasons. And the interior, still some work to be done. You figure, I want to get your thoughts on James Daniels, a guy that's been talked about, an all Big Ten kind of player. Had that injury, sat out week one against Wyoming. It just doesn't feel like he's 100%. Not the James Daniels, certainly, that we expected.
Especially against Michigan State. He did not play well against Michigan State. It's kind of hard to tell against Illinois. I mean, I thought he was okay against Illinois. I know he's been banged up some, but I don't know. He's part of what I was saying earlier. There just doesn't seem to be the same physicality that there was last year when they really got grown. Maybe he needs this bye week. Maybe he'll come out the second half and really get it going, but I'm with you. I just haven't seen the same surge and the same tenacity from him this year, and I don't know what it is. It just seems like the way he goes, the offensive line goes. I do think they're better off with Sean Welsh at guard. I think getting him back in at guard helps them. He's just too short and doesn't have the big enough arms to play tackle. Getting him back inside. But some people could say the fact that you have a true freshman and a redshirt freshman starting at the two tackles positions shows you that maybe the depth wasn't quite as good as we thought. And that's not knocking these two guys, but for a true freshman to come in, I know Tristan Wirfs great, but they've had a lot of great true freshman offensive linemen who haven't had to start their first year. So I kind of look at it both ways. Maybe this depth wasn't quite as good as we thought. Because they haven't. They have just not been able. I watched Wisconsin in that fourth quarter against Nebraska, and it was unbelievable. Just how their linemen just engulfed the Nebraska defensive players, just swallowed them up, and then this big charging running back comes through, and they just took the heart away from Nebraska's defense. And that's what you were thinking Iowa would do this year, a little different way with Wadley because he runs differently, but they just have not had that surge this year.
All right, then, so that begs the next question. The status of Butler. It seemed that the running game took a significant dip after he was injured. Where is he, and will he be back then for the next game, which is Northwestern?
Well, Kirk had originally said that was the date, but Brian did not sound optimistic today at all. From reading the transcript, he just does not. He made it sound like he doesn't think he will be ready. So I think with Butler gone, that limits their versatility because, to me, they got to get Akram Wadley in space more. They got to start using him more in the slot. And I could tell when I asked him about that a week ago, he looked at me like, yes, yes. I don't think Akram cares if he gets rushing yards or receiving yards. He just wants to score touchdowns and win games. And to me, when you don't have Butler and you don't trust the two freshmen enough, then you go back to, okay, Akram 25 times between the tackles. And it's just not working. I think they got to figure out a way to get him in space. And I know Kelly Martin fumbled, but at some point Kirk's going to have to trust these guys in big games. It's easy to start these guys against Illinois, and that was kind of the weird thing, the fact that Wadley didn't start. I've heard that he was late for a team meeting, so they held him out of that first series, which was kind of strange. But at some point, Kirk, if Butler's not around, is going to have to show a little more faith in those freshmen and use them in big games. Using a guy against Illinois is different than using a guy against, you know, Wisconsin or Ohio State this year.
No doubt. And, yeah, the running game, we've seen some good things out of the youngsters. Pat Hardy, allhawkeyes.com, with us right now in the Draft House 50 hotline. Pat, let's jump over to the defensive side of the ball. Get in the pass rush going. We've seen Anthony Nelson bounce back. He's played well the last few weeks. Epinesa, we know they're developing, bringing him along, and I need to see some improvement out of him in the run game. But up front, not maybe what was expected out of the front four, even with all the guys that are rotating in.
At least not yet. I mean, they are getting an occasional rush from Nelson and Epinesa. Now, in fairness, Parker Hesse, I don't really look at him as that way. Parker Hesse's more of a guy who just makes – he's not a pressure quarterback guy. He's okay at everything, but he's more of a guy who makes plays around the line of scrimmage. So I thought he's been okay. The problem is when they move Parker Hesse inside, he's not real big to play inside. They're not getting much – inner pursuit, if you know what I mean, and that's where they missed Jahleel Johnson huge. And he was the third player on my list of guys that I had Ron Caluzzi first, I had Desmond King second, Jahleel Johnson third, LaShawn Daniels fourth, and C.J. Beathard fifth, as far as the five players in order who I think they missed the most from last season. Jahleel Johnson just brought them that toughness inside, and I think they fed off his tenacity and his, I mean, he was nasty, and I think that he empowered those other guys around them. And just right now they're not getting any type of pressure inside. They're not getting that. And, yeah, they need to shore that up. But then at some point you wonder, well, maybe this is just as good as it's going to get in that regard.
Pat Hardy is our guest, allhawkeyes.com. He's on the Draft House 50 hotline. All right, Pat, here's my question then is, I saw where Brian Ferentz decided that he would discuss his play-calling ability. What did he have to say about his play-calling ability? And what do you have to say about his play-calling ability?
He said that he admitted today that he did not do a good job of preparing, of getting the game plan ready for the Michigan State game with regard to the rushing attack. And obviously we saw the results of that. And I respect him for saying it. I mean, he could have made excuses. He could have avoided it. He just came right out and said, I could have done a lot better job. And I guess you kind of learn on the fly, and that's kind of what's going on. I think for the most part, we had Don Patterson on Monday. We have him on every Monday in our show up here. And he said that, yeah, there's always room for improvement, especially in your first year. But what he likes about Brian Ferentz, and I've noticed this too, and it's not necessarily running deep. There's a more aggressive play-calling attitude than the last couple of years. You could tell they want to move downfield as opposed to just trying not to make mistakes or whatever, or dink and dunk. I've noticed that there is a more aggressive approach to play calling. The plays aren't a lot different. I just think that they're using a lot of plays that Iowa's always had, but Greg didn't use them a lot. Greg didn't seem comfortable using them, but I think Brian is showing more of a willingness to attack. Now, the Michigan State game, they couldn't run at all, and I think he got flustered, and that may have been one of those situations where Brian's up there in that booth and it's like, wow, what do I do? I'm not saying he panicked or, you know, didn't seize the moment, but you know, this is his first year doing this stuff, and when Michigan State takes your run away, I think he just felt that he didn't have enough options set for the offense that day, and clearly they didn't. I mean, they just couldn't do anything.
My favorite part from Phil Parker is he said, he was talking about the big plays they've given up, not counting Saquon Barkley's 44-yard run because his knee was down. Phil's kind of an old curmudgeon, but he's got a little bit of a sense of humor.
Well, Phil's one of those guys who he doesn't try to be funny, but it's there, and the only select people see it at select times. Phil, I'm not saying he's guarded, but he's just not an attention seeker. He doesn't care. He's doing this press conference because he has to. He couldn't care less if he was around. He's kind of like Kirk in that regard. He just doesn't care about that stuff. But the other thing I thought was interesting, what Phil said today, he goes, you know, the defense, we're not as bad as some people think we are. So obviously Phil's aware of some of the criticism that's going on, and I don't believe they're as bad as maybe they've shown at times, but I'm still surprised by the front seven's inability to consistently stop the run. Illinois averaged 11.6 yards a carry in the first half. They had 152 yards rushing in the first half, and I just didn't think I would see that against this front seven, but they're going to address it, and we'll see. I mean, I think the defense has been okay, but there's just a lot of room for improvement. You can say that about the offense, but we say this every year with Iowa football midway through. That's just the way it is.
Well, we've seen a lot of Hawkeye football throughout the years. Pat, you've been on the beat for a long time. The Brandon Snyder story, one of the great ones, tearing his ACL, coming back, and then it seems like it's a movie. He gets a pick six to top it all off and really separate the Hawkeye Saturday.
Well, and right when he came in there, at the very first play, I mean, he was telling Josie Jewell, where there was one time where he was pointing to Josie, no, move. I mean, he's a fourth-year junior with a ton of experience. And, yeah, he's a physical freak. I don't know of many people that have been able to – I mean, coming back from a torn ACL and just being able to walk and live your life is one thing, but playing Big Ten football this quickly. Now, I will say when he was running that interception, I don't think he looked like he's 100%, but I also think he wasn't pressing it either. I think he's smart enough to know, listen, there's enough space between me and these guys pursuing me, and I got enough blockers to where I don't have to push it. He's a real smart football player, and let's remember, a year ago, he was kind of a whipping boy. He was one of the guys early in the year that fans were frustrated with, but the one thing he did is he got better to where by the end of the year, he was pretty good. And I think now that you're going to see him continue, barring injury, I think you're going to continue to see him get better. It is a neat story.
What's the next opponent? We briefly touched on it, is Northwestern. What is wrong with Northwestern? I think everybody thought they were going to be much better than what they have shown.
I thought they were going to be much better. I actually had them a spot ahead of Iowa. It's still too early to write them off, but they're not really getting it done on either side of the ball. The rushing attack is inconsistent. Thorson's had some turnovers. The defense has been shredded at times. Duke destroyed them. But this is also the same defense that held Barkley to -1 yard rushing in the first half. Northwestern, to me, is a team that's still kind of searching. It thought it had its identity on offense, but now it seems to be still searching for that, but I still say watch out for them in 2 weeks because there's been times when Northwestern looks very beatable. They come in and win, or they look times when Northwestern looks way better than Iowa, and Iowa beats them. This series is hard to read, but no, they're just not doing anything consistent right now, and their defense isn't stopping anybody. They've been one of the bigger disappointments. To me, they've been almost as big a disappointment as Purdue has been a surprise. I mean, to me, Purdue has just been – that game is no longer – I had that as like Illinois, a gimme. That is no longer a gimme. That's going to be – if Iowa doesn't play well that game, they could pay for it.
Well, Pat, as we let you run here, taking a look forward, got basketball media days coming up, and right before that Minnesota game, they're going to be playing their first exhibition game on the 27th of October. Basketball season's right around the corner.
A little over two weeks. Can you believe that?
It's unbelievable.
November is the month of internal darkness and football and basketball nonstop. It's just November just is very busy. But that's what we love. I mean, basketball, I just got my Athlons. I do the preview for Athlons, and they always ask me what I think. And they obviously didn't listen to me because I have Iowa 5th or 6th. They've got Iowa 8th. They got them one and done in the NCAA. They have them as the last team in the conference in the tournament, losing to Alabama in the first round. They don't have any players from Iowa making the top three all-conference teams, nor do they have any player from Iowa in their top 150. So there's places to look for motivation if these kids need them. I thought maybe Tyler Cook would maybe make their third team all-big, but no, they've got nobody from Iowa on there.
That's incredible.
So there's motivation out there. I think expectations for Iowa are much bigger here in-state with Iowa fans than it is from people outside.
I agree with that. I do agree with that, Pat. Absolutely, yes.
But I do think that, and that's usually the case. Yeah. Fans are usually a little more optimistic, and we rally behind this team because of the youth and everything. But, I mean, I can see why people question. I mean, we didn't make the tournament last year and what have you. But and I think you guys would agree, if they don't make the tournament this year, it's going to be a disappointment. I think fans, I mean, it's not like there's going to be a mutiny or anything, but I think fans will be disappointed if Iowa goes to the NIT in back-to-back years with these players.
No, I don't think there's any doubt.
Yeah, the
expectations here, and it's not just the fans. The fans' expectations usually are a little bit out of whack, but
sure,
the local media, the beat guys like you, me and Jim, who watch this team, I think the expectations are larger, and that's why it's such a surprise. When we bring national people on and we ask them, and they're, I will be okay. You wonder about Jack. I don't know. There's something about this team, I think even at the bleat level, where I like them more than nationally. Are you in that same camp, more liking them more than the national people?
Yeah, because when I did my preview for Athlons, I told them fifth place is where I'd put them behind Minnesota, Michigan State, Northwestern, and Purdue, I believe it was. And they, I could tell from, I think they gave just another homer. And they did their, they did theirs, and they have them eighth. I mean, to me, you could put them anywhere, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, and find some justification for it. And maybe we are a little more attached to the team because we're closer and we've seen the freshmen and what have you. But I just don't think there's a lot of great teams in the Big Ten, and I think Iowa's going to be a really tough out at home this year. I really do. I don't see them losing many, barring injuries. I don't see them losing a lot of home games. And in some ways, and this is no knock on Pete, assuming they can pick up the offensive side of it, I think they're going to be a better team on defense. I really do. I think they will be a better team, and I think Garza gives them a whole new dimension. So, no,
yes.
I think outsiders are selling them short. I'm usually not that different from outsiders. This one, though, I'm more with the fans on this one, thinking that they're being kind of overlooked, and I don't think Fran will have a problem with that. I don't think he's going to – I mean, he's not going to have to deal with all these high expectations because outside of their program and fans, there aren't high expectations.
I agree with you, and I've gone on record and said that Garza is going to be the key to this team.
I think he's going to be huge for them because he's ready to go right now. Nungi will play too, but Garza's playing closer to the position he played in high school. Nungi's going to have to learn a little bit more. His game's going to have to evolve a little bit, but Garza's right by the basket, and he's very skilled. He can make free throws. That's going to be huge. Garza can make free throws, and he's going to get to the line a lot, so it will be interesting. But, yeah, I see Garza being, I don't know if he starts, but he will be in that 6-7-man rotation and be a 20- to 30-minute guy a night, I believe.
Good stuff, Pat. Always appreciate it.
All right, gentlemen.
We'll talk again in a couple weeks. Pat Hardy, allhawkeyes.com on the Draft House 50 Hotline. Quick timeout. We come back with more on the other side. Talking Hoops with Kevin Lehman next.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358. 1358 for New Leaf Wellness. And tell them TC sent you.
Sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, reach for TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com.
Like all of you out there, Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. He would flip-flop all night long, wake up with a sore neck or maybe a headache, or feel like he needed a nap, even though he'd slept 8 hours. When Mike invented MyPillow, he wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. Mike does all of his own manufacturing right here in the United States and offers a 10-year warranty. You could wash and dry MyPillow, and don't forget there is a 60-day money-back guarantee. And here's their best offer ever. For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-4694 and use promo code Des Moines to take advantage of Mike's 4-pack special. You'll get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows and free shipping.
By the time that we got up there, his room was filled with smoke.
The wind had blown and drifted the snow up against the side of my house, blocking the exhaust from my furnace.
I heard the smoke alarm going off in my friend's apartment.
Without the Kidde smoke alarm, my son would not be here today.
Had it not been for that carbon monoxide detector, they would come to school and not have their teacher there.
I grabbed my fire extinguisher and put out the fire.
Kidde makes technology that saves lives.
Get these essential products at Menards.
The Home Depot has a new paint for people who want to spend less time painting, which is pretty much everyone. New Timeless Paint from PPG, starting at only $33.98 a gallon. It's a brand trusted by pros for over 100 years. Formulated for one coat coverage, it's the toughest, most durable paint you can buy. And you can only buy it here. New PPG Timeless Paint, Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Are you sick of the same old tired lunches, leftovers, bad drive-through options? Food Dudes Delivery has your answer. Food Dudes delivers for restaurants that don't offer delivery all across the Des Moines metro. Order online at fooddudesdelivery.com and get out of the lunch rut today with Food Dudes Delivery. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com. That's fooddudesdelivery.com.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
Black and Cardinal Divide is the first website dedicated to the Cy-Hawk rivalry. We cover both the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones.
This is Cody, and I cover Iowa State.
And I'm Derek, his younger brother, who covers the Hawkeyes.
We'd like to encourage you to jump over to bcdivide.com. Tune in Wednesdays and Thursday nights as we will talk all things Cyclones and Hawkeyes.
Jump over to bcdivide.com. Join us for daily banter and our social media pages at bcdivide. As brothers and fans of different teams, we grew up with a heated Cy-Hawk rivalry within our own family.
Join us at bcdivide.com to embrace the rivalry.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Nothing like a little Stones to get it going right now with Kevin Lehman. Oh, great comeback, Trent. Great stuff. Jimmy B and TC on the Big Talker 1700. Kevin Lehman joins us as we switch gears and go to some college basketball. It's not like the hoops are not in the news, and it's for all the wrong reasons on the national stage. Kevin joins us on the Draft House 50 Hotline Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Kevin Lehman, how are you, man?
Hey, Jimmy and Trent, I am doing great. The leaves are turning colors. It's about time for basketball.
You're absolutely right. I know we're going to do some local things here, but quickly, just with what has taken place today and the NCAA and another court situation, they are asking now to investigate Oklahoma State. This is going to get much worse in your estimation, correct?
Oh, no question, Jimmy. People use the term tip of the iceberg, and this is going to affect the high major teams because, as Nico Medved said, we're not involved with paying for players. If we were, we'd have better players than we have.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to see some programs at the highest level that are going to be investigated, and it's not, the NCAA, we've got the feds involved here. So this is a whole different can of worms, so to speak, that we've seen before with the NCAA because of the ability to have subpoena power, to get guys to roll over on other people, to stay, keep themselves out of jail. So, yeah, this is just the beginning.
Oh, don't worry, Kevin. They're putting together a commission on college basketball. So the NCAA will have this cleaned up lickety-split, right?
Yeah, just what we need is another commission. We're going to have a 3 to 5 year study on shoe contracts.
Unbelievable.
It really is. But it isn't because it is the NCAA. How deep does this go? There's some wild rumors and accusations that are out there that we're going to see dozens of coaches that are going to be suspended, all these things. How deep does this really go in your estimation?
Well, I had that conversation with Nico here. I'm at the Drake Bulldogs Media Day, and, I was in the business years ago. He's in the middle of the business now. And you hear rumors of players being given improper benefits, and you kind of look the other way. And if you're at the mid-major level, you're not involved in that. You're not recruiting in those circles. But I've got friends that have been assistant at the higher levels, and they'll tell you stories about how much cash a player was paid, what the parents were given. So you know it goes on, and sometimes you're probably amazed at to what degree and how much of that has been embellished and how much is really true. I think we're going to find out a lot of truth as this unfolds and how dirty this business is. And some people, some purists may be shocked at what's going to come out from this.
We're having a conversation with Kevin Lehman on the Draft House 50 hotline. Okay, so you're at Drake and the media days. It didn't go well under Phelps. It went worse under Giacoletti. All right, Medved gets his chance. Is this finally the guy that can at least get Drake to at least 500 status in your estimation?
I'll tell you what, Jimmy, when you listen to Nico Medved talk, he's the type of guy you want to go down to the corner tavern and have a beer with and talk basketball. He has an infectious personality. I think that's going to really help with recruiting. The glass is half full, not half empty. He's talking about what a great town Des Moines is. If you can get players here, the town will sell itself. You've got actually a very good practice facility here at Drake. The Shivers practice facility is, I don't think anybody in the Valley has got a better one. So he sees all these positives, but you've got to get, you've got to find some players. His challenge would be this, Jimmy. You've got to find guys that may be a little bit undersized, a little bit smaller, but they got to, you got to look inside. Okay, who's going to have the heart? Who's got the leadership? Who has those intangibles? And as Elvin Miller always tells me, find guys that are going to be better college players than they were high school players. You have to find the developmental guys. You've got to find the gyms. And that is the challenge that Nico Medved will have. He's got a great staff. I like the staff he put together with Dave Thorson and Ali Frokpanesh. Both those guys understand the game very well.
And Jalen Gibbs, incoming freshman. I really liked his game, what I saw out of him. But still, this first season, it's going to be growing pains right away, right?
They're going to be really small, Trent. They're going to be very small. You may see this a four-guard lineup with one center with McGuinn in the middle. They're going to have to play small ball. But they've got six seniors. They've got some guards. They've got probably more experienced guards in the Valley. Mm-hmm. The problem is these guys haven't won. So can they have some early success, believe in themselves, believe in their new coach, and get this thing going the right direction? You know, they've been last in the league. They got to start moving up the Valley ladder and make some movement that way. And it's the first year, so the honeymoon's still going on for Nico Medved. But I tell you what, I really like what I'm hearing from him. And during his press conference today, he made no bones about it. You know, this has a school of tradition, but it was so long ago. People don't believe it can win. So that is the biggest obstacle now, to make people believe you can win at Drake University.
Well, not only that, but he catches a huge break. Creighton has gone. So has Wichita State. So the Valley does not have a monster that is at the top of the ladder that you're going to get your pants beat in every time that you play them. And it is a more wide-open Valley Conference. Is that fair?
Oh, no question. And I told Nico this when he said, you're going to see me play a lot of four guards. I said, well, here's the good thing about that, Coach. Wichita State is gone, because Wichita State had those 6'8" wing monsters that nobody else in the league had. Very few teams have that size. So you might be able to get away with a four-guard lineup this year in the Valley, because of just what you said, Jimmy. It's wide open now. I really like Loyola. I like what Northern Iowa's got coming back. I really like Missouri State Bears. But they are not big, physically overpowering teams that Wichita State was. So it is a good year to come with some experience. They just got to learn how to win.
Well, you mentioned the Panthers, you and I. What are the at least top three, four teams in most everybody's estimation? What would it take for the Panthers to win the regular season crown in the NBC?
They got to have some guard play, Trent. That they struggled with it last year. Wyatt Lohaus will help them there. With Carlson, Clint Carlson, Bennett Cook up front, that's a pretty good Valley front line. Jeremy Morgan's going to have to be replaced. I think they got the guys to do it, but they've got to have some guard play. Juwan McLeod did not perform up to expectations. Lohaus was out. He's back. I think that's the whole key to Northern Iowa, is how good can their guards be this year.
Kevin Lehman is our guest on the Draft House 50 Hotline, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Okay, the conference itself, you talked about how it is wide open right now. Is Illinois State or is it you and I, or is there somebody else that you would lean to right now as the top team?
Oh, I would lean definitely, Jimmy, to Missouri State Bears. Paul Luft's team, they have Alzay Johnson back, a 6'8 guy who used to be a point guard in high school when he was 6'1. He's got great ball skills. He will be preseason player of the year. He's got six guys with starting experience back for the Bears. That's the team to beat, in my estimation. And the second team is Loyola. Loyola returns everyone but Milton Doyle in that other starting five. They have got some excellent players. Andre Jackson inside, shot like 65% from the field. Dante Ingram may be the best-kept secret in the Valley. This is a 6'7 wing player who can make threes, can challenge you at the rim. And their backcourt with Richardson and the Iowa State transfer, Clayton Custer. Loyola's got a very good team.
All right, Kevin, just about a minute and a half left with you here. Let's jump over to the east side of the state, take a look at the Hawkeyes. We were talking a little bit earlier with Pat Hardy about this squad. A lot of depth, but nationally, not a whole lot of love for this team. A fringe NCAA tournament team is what a lot of people out there say. How would your estimation of this Hawkeye team take a step beyond that?
The Iowa Hawkeyes are the best-kept secret in NCAA basketball.
Whoa.
I really think they're going to be good. I saw them practice before they went the overseas trip. I watched their players in the primetime summer league. Peter Jock is gone. It's not going to matter, guys. This is an NCAA tournament team if they can get better at the defensive end. And that's always been a problem for Franz Beasley when he stepped on that Iowa campus. They have not been a team that can make stops. They never had that alpha dog at the defensive end. But, boy, can they score points. I heard Pat Hardy talking about Luca Garza. He is something special as a repeat rebounder, soft hands, always around the basketball. I really like this Iowa team. Now, can they win the Big Ten? No, not this year. But the future is really bright for the Hawkeyes.
With about a minute left, Iowa State. I call it the Magical Mystery Tour. Where do you have them in about 45 seconds?
Well, that's probably a good description because there's not a lot coming back to experience. They had that great run. I like what Steve Frohm is doing with his recruiting. But this will be a year with some growing pains because they've got a lot of inexperience on that team. And it's hard to win the Big 12 without experience.
Thank you, Kevin. We'll talk to you again soon, my man.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
All right, that's Kevin Lehman checking in with us. Jimmy B, an hour in the books. We got one more to go. You think he can handle it?
I went to the weight room. I've done my business in the men's room. And, Trent, I've got one more solid hour left in me.
Ugh, talking about solid things in the bathroom, last thing we need. We'll come back on the other side. Mitch Sherman kicks it off from ESPN. We're talking Big Ten and Big 12 football with him next.
Hey, it's Bill Ryder. Nice to be talking to the home crowd again in Central Iowa, where I was raised, where I got married. The show is right than you, 5 to 9 p.m. weekdays on Des Moines Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office party tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com.
Sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, reach for TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com.
Today, there are over 47 million Ford vehicles on the road, rolling on over 188 million tires. That's a lot of rubber to trust to anyone other than a hardworking specialist at Ford Service. No one knows your Ford better than Ford and Ford Service.
Get a $140 rebate by mail on four select tires when you use the Ford Service credit card at the Big Tire event.
Subject to credit approval, rebate by prepaid debit card. Other tire manufacturer rebate or offer cannot be combined with Ford Service credit card rebate or offer. See your participating Ford dealer for details through 12/31/17.
We're changing things up at Chili's. Even our song is changing.
Our old song was baby back, baby back, baby back. It was about ribs because that was our thing.
Everything's getting an update.
Our new menu is totally different. We made your favorite things a lot bigger.
We made our new burger half a pound. That's much bigger.
And the ribs are 30% bigger. The fajitas are way bigger too.
48% actually. But that's like impossible to sing.
I don't know. Maybe just let me try it. The fajitas have 48% more fajitas.
Mm-hmm. Oh baby, Chili's is back.
Baby back, baby back.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
It's football season, and that means it is time to find your spot for all the big games. Trent Cotton here for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. 48 big screen TVs, all the games on college Saturdays, and the NFL on Sundays. Draft House 50 in West Des Moines. But it's not just about having all the great games on. You need more than that. You need great food. Draft House 50 has just that. Huge burgers. My favorite, the pizza burger. Ground beef, Italian sausage, mozzarella cheese, little marinara, and pepperoni. Big burgers, great sandwiches, pizza. You want to go with the lighter fare? They got salads and appetizers for you as well. And you can't forget about the beer. It's in the name, Draft House 50. Local beers on tap, microbrews, whatever you're in the mood for, make it Draft House 50 in West Des Moines. Your football.